I'm Rona Tarrant. The first of three women to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct has said the assault drastically altered her life. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's written testimony describes how the alleged incident between her and the judge had a lasting impact on her. Ford and Kavanaugh are testifying before a Senate panel about her allegations today. Judge Kavanaugh has repeatedly denied the allegations. Yesterday, President Trump praised Kavanaugh but said he would be open to withdrawing his nomination if he finds sexual assault allegations against him to be credible. Pope Francis has asked the Chinese government to continue a dialogue that started when the Vatican and Beijing signed a landmark agreement on the appointment of bishops. In a message to Chinese Catholics, Pope Francis also said that while they should be good citizens, they will not shrink from offering a word of criticism when necessary to defend human dignity. The deal, which was signed on Saturday in Beijing, gives the Vatican a say in the choice of bishops in China. A US bankruptcy court judge has approved the reorganization plan of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, including a $210 million settlement for survivors. The Archdiocese filed for bankruptcy in 2015 amid mounting claims of clergy sexual abuse. During the hearing in Minneapolis, Archbishop Bernard Ebda gave a statement in which he apologized for the abuse. The head of the German Bishops' Conference has formally apologised for sexual abuse in the church, saying it has been denied, turned away from and covered up for far too long. Cardinal Reinhard Marx said whoever is guilty of abuse must be punished by law and vowed to strengthen prevention measures. It follows the release of a study which researched an estimated 3,700 sex abuse cases in the German church. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.